This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A new round of negotiations over a long-sought ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are being held Thursday in Doha. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The U.S. says a new round of peace talks aimed at ending the Gaza war has begun.
They are just starting.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Doha.
We do not anticipate coming out of these talks today with a deal. In fact, I'd expect the talks to continue into tomorrow.
Kirby says the focus now is on implementing a deal President Biden laid out in May for a ceasefire and the release of Hamas hostages. Both sides have agreed in principle, but accuse each other of making new demands. Gaza health authorities say the 10-month war has now killed more than 40,000 people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv's troops have full control of the Russian town of Sudzha and the Kursk region in their incursion into Russian territory. But what will they do with their gains? VOA's Anna Chernikova reports.
Sumy was one of the first Ukrainian cities to face the Russian assault in 2022. 2 years later, it is a springboard for Ukraine's surprise incursion into Russia. Officials claim Ukraine's aim is not to permanently seize Russian territory. President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's about protecting the lives of Ukrainian people and ending the war. The more Russian military presence is destroyed in the border areas, the closer peace will be for our state and true security. Security analysts see the move as a way for Ukraine to draw Russian troops away from the front lines. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
This is VOA News. In a statement Thursday, Swedish health officials say they have identified the first case of a person with the more infectious form of Mpox that was first seen in eastern Congo. It comes a day after the World Health Organization declared the outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa to be a global emergency. A trainee doctor was raped and killed in Calcutta, India, sparking protests. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
In Kolkata, hundreds of protesters carrying umbrellas and candles marched and chanted, "We want justice." Soon after, scores of unidentified mobs went on a rampage at a medical college in Kolkata, attacking vehicles and ransacking patient wards. The unrest began when police said a trainee doctor was found raped and killed. A police volunteer was arrested in connection with the crime. In New Delhi, one protester who gave only her first name, Shraddha, said she did not feel safe.
We want justice, we want security, we want safety from our government, from the authorities.
Many cases of crimes against women go unreported in India due to stigma surrounding sexual violence, as well as a lack of faith in the police. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ksenia Kavana, also known as Karolina, is a U.S.-Russian dual national that has been convicted of treason in a Russian court and sentenced to 12 years in prison on charges stemming from a donation of about $52 to a charity aiding Ukraine. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
It's nothing less than just vindictive cruelty. We're talking about $50 to try to alleviate the suffering of people of Ukraine. And to call that treason is just absolutely ludicrous.
Her attorney said he planned to appeal the verdict. Hurricane Ernesto dropped torrential rain on Puerto Rico and is heading towards Bermuda. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
Hurricane Ernesto pounded Puerto Rico on Wednesday, leaving more than 640,000 homes and businesses without electricity and more than 300,000 homes and businesses without water.
Se ha identificado.
Ernesto Morales of the Puerto Rico National Weather Service says they've identified 222 structures that were damaged. Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Ernesto is headed to Bermuda and is expected to become more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size. As the system moves further north, we're expecting the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is.
And Kelly says the storm is expected to reach Bermuda on Saturday. I'm Donna Water.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has rejected a proposal from Brazil's president that Venezuela hold a new presidential election following the contested results of last month's vote. Machado said during a virtual press conference it would be an insult. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.